The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Entertainment News, along with Larry London, the host of Border Crossings on VOA. I'm Ira Melman. We're here in Washington right after the Grammy Awards, so I guess that's what we're talking about.
Yes, Ira, today we're going to kind of look back and recap music's biggest night, the 62nd Annual Grammy Awards, which began on a very solemn note. Alicia Keys, who is a multi-Grammy winner herself and has sold hundreds of millions of records, was the host of the show, and she came out and appropriately addressed the fact that the world of sports and entertainment were mourning the loss of an icon, a sports legend and a hero, Kobe Bryant, who perished in a tragic helicopter crash. Nobody went on stage to get more awards than Billie Eilish. The 18-year-old continues to impress, as she was nominated for 6 and she won 4. Lizzo was nominated for the most at 8. She only won 2 of her 8 nominations, although she opened the show with a song, and Lizzo got the very first award, the best pop performance, for Truth Hurts. But Billie Eilish was the best new artist. She got the album of the year, the song of the year. She got the best pop vocal album of the year, and her brother got the best producer of the year. Phineas is his name. He produced her debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? There were a lot of great performances, a lot of big winners throughout the night. Billie Eilish was the big winner. Here's the big song that earned her the record of the year. This is Bad Guy, Billie Eilish.
So you're a tough guy, like you really rough guy, just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
If she didn't sing duh, would it have been as popular as it was?
No, I'm sure, because Billie Eilish has kind of been an underground artist for several years since she first came out, but it was this very mainstream pop-sounding song that really kind of gained traction and got her a lot of attention. Although she's got a lot of great songs and has done collaborations with other artists, and I think we're just at the very, very beginning of what is going to be a very successful career. In fact, a lot of people are comparing the track that Billie Eilish is on with Nirvana, because they were little-known artists when they first came out and made a big splash with their first album, same as Billie Eilish.
He's Larry London, the host of Border Crossings on VOA. I'm Ira Melman. I do other things at VOA, and we'll talk to you again next week.
That was a program from the Voice of America.